Talk to just about any Democratic politician in Montpelier these days, and they will tell you climate change caused by using fossil fuels is one of the biggest threats facing Vermont. The carbon dioxide produced by burning them traps heat in the atmosphere. Climate activists say the surest way to reduce the use of fossil fuels is to increase their price by taxing them. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, leaders in the House and Senate are resisting calls for a state-level carbon tax.
Last week, on the opening day of the legislative session, 40 or so people wearing bright yellow traffic vests huddled in the back of the State House cafeteria. They could have been mistaken for a road crew stopping in for an early lunch break, but those yellow vests were actually a nod to protesters in France. And the crowd was here to rally against a carbon tax that they say lawmakers are trying to foist on the people of Vermont.
I got a wife and two kids. I'm trying to provide for my family. I'm struggling to. And more taxes, whether it's the carbon tax or whatever other tax it is the last thing I need. So we don't oppose taxes, we just oppose more taxes, especially when they just don't make sense.
That's Addison resident Justin Sinkovich, a five-year Marine Corps veteran who served in Afghanistan. During the last two legislative sessions, lawmakers introduced several bills that would have assessed a new tax on carbon-emitting fossil fuels, like heating oil and unleaded gasoline. Newberry resident J.T. Dodge, the guy who organized last week's anti-carbon tax rally, told the Yellow Vesters that they could expect an even stronger push for carbon tax legislation in 2019.
I set the rally up to put the legislators under the Golden Dome on notice. This will not be a solitary event. We will continue to return here, and our numbers will grow.
The reality, though, is that Dodge and his compatriots might not have much to fight against in Montpelier, in 2019 at least. That's because it's unclear at this point whether lawmakers will even introduce a carbon tax bill this year. And if they do, it's hard to imagine it'll make it very far through the legislative process.
Where the carbon tax is concerned overall, I haven't seen a proposal that does what it's designed to do in terms of curbing fossil fuel while still being realistic in terms of lower-income Vermonters.
That's House Speaker Mitzi Johnson, and she isn't the only influential Democrat who's raised serious concerns about a state-level carbon tax. Senate President Pro Tem Tim Ash says, based on research he's seen, he isn't convinced a state-level carbon tax would even work.
The price will not impact behavior to the extent that many interest groups believe it will. If they continue to buy it, all you've done now is increase the cost of living, particularly for rural Vermonters.
Winooski Representative Deanna Gonzalez is one of many Vermont lawmakers who does support a tax on carbon pollution. She says elected officials can look at what happened when gas prices spiked to more than $4 a gallon a few years ago to understand why the carbon tax might be an effective policy.
People really changed their behavior. Smaller cars were purchased, fewer miles were driven, and we can look at Vermont and see how many more miles we have been driving in the past few years when gas prices have gone down.
A previous carbon tax proposal would have, over time, added as much as 88 cents to a gallon of unleaded. But there's no specific proposal on the table right now. And Gonzalez says the plan she favors would actually return most of the carbon tax revenues to the individuals that had to pay higher prices at the pump.
So this is a way to not actually have it cost anything to the individual, but just change their behavior and reduce the pollution that we're doing. And then that money returning to Vermonters.
This week, Audubon Vermont became the latest advocacy organization to join the call for a carbon pollution tax in Vermont. And even as Dodge and his yellow-vested protesters urged lawmakers to squelch the carbon tax last week, people like 18-year-old Oriel Koliba were sending the opposite message.
I think that putting a price on carbon will incentivize using renewables and switching to electrification.
Koliba is a senior at Harwood Union High School, and she's a member of the Youth Lobby, which is a group of students from across the state that have tried to put climate action at the top of lawmakers' legislative priorities.
I think that it's important that we don't just dismiss it. We're not saying right now that we know the solution, but we're saying we don't want to say no. We want to be open to options, and we want to work with legislators to make those options happen, because we can't just keep going the way we're going.
Vermont's carbon footprint might be tiny compared to other states, but Koliba and Gonzalez say this state can lead the way on emission reductions by setting an example for the rest of the country to follow. At the end of the month, a report commissioned by the legislature will lay out some possible carbon tax options. Proponents of the concept say they'll use those findings to chart a path forward. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.